It's Friday. It's always a reason to celebrate, I think. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I wanted to share today a reader story that I just thought was so beautiful. I keep saying reader, but I guess it's a listener story. So this is a listener of Mormon Channel Daily who wanted to share some thoughts with us. So his name is Corbin Brown. So here is Corbin's story. Hi, my name is Corbin Brown, and I currently live in Roy, Utah. I'm emailing you regarding the message of the day about defending your faith, and that's a message that we shared a few weeks ago. My story is as follows. After I graduated high school, I went out of state to Nebraska to play college basketball. This was a time of great trial for me. I am someone with a tough skin and can deal with a lot of adversity. However, this was truly a gauntlet of my faith. From driving an hour and a half to get to church every Sabbath to each day enduring to until the end. One particular time in my New Testament class, my teacher went on to assign a presentation on the topic of our choice on the Bible. And I wanted to express my faith. I chose to speak on why there is a need for prophets. I spoke of a premortal life that is spoken of in Jeremiah. I spoke of Moses and receiving further guidance through the Ten Commandments. I stressed the importance of the Bible and all the prophets that have existed in the world. I spoke that God is the same yesterday as he is today. And if that is true, then in the days of today that we would have prophets. I finished my presentation with these two final things. I showed a Mormon message of the atonement, in which all the apostles and our beloved chosen prophet of God, Thomas S. Monson, spoke in regards to Christ, and how the atonement of our Savior Jesus Christ has the power to not only change our actions, but change our hearts, as well as when we are down and sad, the atonement can heal us. After I showed the video to the class consisting of about 43 students, they all looked at me differently. Then I went on to bear my testimony to the divinity that Christ lives, that God lives, that we lived with him before this mortal existence, and that just like Moses and the prophets of old and of the Old and New Testament, as well as in the Book of Mormon, that we have prophets now. I continued on through Joseph Smith, and our Father in heaven restored the same principles and ordinances of Jesus' day to the earth. I testified of the atonement, and that even though I have done many things wrong in my life, that the atonement of my Savior Jesus Christ, I can be saved. He will heal me and take away this anguish that I feel of sin. As tears filled my eyes, I sealed my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. As I walked back to my desk, every student in the class's jaw was dropped. They all just stared at me blankly with their mouths open. I am sorry for the length of this message, but I wanted to share this message with you in Mormon Channel. I love listening every day. Thank you for sharing so much. And wow, can I just say bravery? I can't imagine doing that in front of a professor, standing up to a professor, and also standing up in front of an entire class of people that didn't understand my religion. So bravo. I just feel like giving you a big applause and a high five. So thank you so much for sharing. You can share your experiences or thoughts with me on our Facebook page or on Twitter, or you can even email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. So I hope that story kicks you off on the right foot for your weekend. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you with the song I Stand All Amazed by Michael Dowdle.